Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Padre Jose fishes for information. As Giovanni was praying silently, enveloped within the cool shadows of the Church of San Albino, Padre Jose came in without a sound and studied his curious man from a distance. The hermit was praying with his eyes focused on the upper reaches of the altar and, if it could be said, focused beyond the reaches of the altar to some ethereal place far away. He was, Padre Jose perceived, about 65 years old. He was small in stature, slightly plump, and well-proportioned. His pale complexion set off his deep-set blue eyes and a graying, venerable beard that made him look like an Old Testament patriarch. There was a hint of coarse leggings protruding out from under his short habit as he knelt. It was rare to see him with his cowl lowered, but now it was lying gracefully about his shoulders, as was his wont whenever he prayed inside a church. Padre Jose had been told that the holy hermit's prayer life consisted mainly of meditation, with occasional reports of bloody flagellation observed from a distance. He never visited with anyone, unless he had personal business to which he must attend. Occasionally, he had been known to stop to treat and cure a sick person or instruct a family. He was given to very little sustenance, and there was no doubt that he studied constantly. Why, once it had been reported that he had a library of over 80 volumes, many of which were lent to clerics or civil dignitaries who needed to be better informed. Rumor had it that Giovanni the Hermit had come to La Masia on such a mission. It had been reported by Don Ramon Gonzalez that he had come to consult with a local lawman named Albert Jennings Fountain. As Padre Jose was lost in thoughtful admiration of this eccentric monk, he saw him get up reverently, genuflect, and cast a smile in his direction. The priest gestured with his right hand, indicating the place where a modest refectory had been set up. As he started to walk toward the back of the church, though, Padre Jose was startled to see the hermit already standing beyond the entrance. He turned quickly back to the front of the church where Giovanni had been kneeling. "How could he have gotten past me without my knowing it?" Padre Jose mumbled to himself. His eyes must be playing tricks on him, he concluded. No man could have been in two places at the same time. He hurried out and led the way to the refectory, feeling somewhat disheveled. Both men walked down the dusty path in silence. They tell me, began Padre Jose, that Don Ramon Gonzalez helped bring you here to La Mesilla. He, among several others, retorted Giovanni to him. I have been walking for so long that sometimes I forget the names of all the good Samaritans who go out of their way to help me. Both men sat at a modest table where Padre Jose broke a small loaf of white bread and offered a portion to the hermit. This, he said, is a very rare treat for us. Usually we only have corn tortillas with which we push our food around. But Emperor Maximilian and Empress Carlotta introduced this white bread in the style of the French to Mexico. Some pious peasants make it and send me some on occasion. Giovanni took the bread that was offered, kissed it, and set it down at the table. Padre Jose said nothing, noting that perhaps the hermit had been embarrassed by such a luxury. "What is the most interesting place that you have visited?" he said at length, breaching the awkward silence. "I enjoyed South America and Mexico tremendously," began Giovanni. "There were many, many good people in both those places. But in 1859, some local authorities in Mexico found my style of living a little too odd. They had me deported to Cuba. But then again, Cuba is just across the Gulf, so that the Cuban authorities also saw themselves as threatened. For this reason, I ended up taking a ship to Canada. But I find that the New Mexico Territory offers sanctuary for other mystics. This is where I belong." He paused to drink some water from his traveler's gourd. "Right now, I am looking for a certain gentleman." "Albert Jennings Fountain?" Padre Jose offered up without thinking. "Yes," said Giovanni. Then go right past this platform in the center of the plaza and go left past the corridor and you will find the home of Mr. Fountain there. Giovanni bowed slightly and hurried off into the night.
I wonder what a Catholic needs from a Protestant, he asked himself.
You've been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.